Hello.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities, and I would like to include your opinion. Do you have time to complete a survey?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Am I speaking to Mr. Moore? Elwood
yeah.
Moore. Thank you, sir. Okay. Elwood, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? I'm sorry.
All my life.
All your life. Okay.
And what? I was 13 years old.
That's a long time. Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, apprentice, finisher, improver?
Journey.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Cool.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work?
Never.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I haven't.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number last year?
Fewer.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably a little more.
A little more, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Depends on how you look at it.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Say again, please.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Probably more the same.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2-3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably stay the same.
Thank you. Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air, fall risks, falling objects, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
People.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. We're almost done. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the last 12 months. You can answer yes or no for union organizing.
No.
Political canvassing.
No.
Picketing.
Say again.
Picketing.
No.
Thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I've been working 12 months.
Okay. All right. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read a few names here that you can rank from 1 to 5. Cable news.
You said cable news?
Yes, sir. Cable news from 1 to 5.
4.
Okay. The internet or social media?
Social.
Thank you. And radio?
Three.
Okay. Print or online newspapers?
Print.
Thank you. Local TV news programming?
Yep.
Thank you. Which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN, Fox News, MSNBC?
Fox.
Thank you so much. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, education, healthcare, the environment, or support for labor unions? Okay. Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. Elwood, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Would that be the Democratic Party, Republican Party, both?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM and Ford over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Would that be somewhat more or much more on the support?
More.
Okay, thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. You can answer strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove on his job as president overall.
Approve.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. The economy. Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat approved, strongly disapproved, or somewhat disapproved on the economy?
Somewhat approved.
What about support for labor unions?
Approve.
That's strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about health care?
Somewhat.
Immigration?
Don't know nothing about it.
Okay. And foreign affairs?
Asian Affairs.
Would that be strongly, somewhat approve, disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm not into politics.
All right. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Would that be strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, Edwin?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way, but that's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in 2024 of November? Are you almost certain to vote? Well, you probably, yes. Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
President Biden.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I get a letter every month.
Okay. Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. We're almost done. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. In your own words, Edward, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Through the members or something?
Okay.
To check on the members?
To check on the members? Okay.
Awesome. Official.
And we're almost done, sir, just a moment.
Officials in mind.
Okay. And what is the most important thing that the union should be working on? In your own words, how do you?
Members, retirement members.
Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, mail, union meetings, text messages, or job site?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC?
I just got a letter the other day.
So it's like a couple of times a year, maybe four or more times a year?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. They keep in touch. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a very strong or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And just to make sure, let's see here. We have a representative sample. What is your race?
Do you want now?
Yes. Just to make sure we have a representative sample. What is your race?
What is my race?
Yes.
Of what?
No, it's just the survey. Just going by the survey.
Good.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name? Sir Elwood.
Elwood.
Elwood? Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. This includes our survey. I appreciate your time and taking the time to answering the questions. Thank you for participating and having patience. Have a great evening, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.